singing in the rain. Just singing in the rain.
Joining Rosie and Romy in studio today are the experts from Lions Roofing. We're getting you prepared for the monsoon season. Now back to Rosie on the house.
Well, the weather's just fine. It's hardly raining.
Been through every kind of rain day.
Rain's not that hard.
A little bit of stinging rain.
I keep playing. I don't think the heavy stuff's going to come down for quite a while.
Sometimes rain even seemed to come straight up from underneath.
Singing in the rain.
Oh, yeah. Stinging rain. Forrest Gump, stinging rain. You know, the one movie that comes to my mind about rain, Jennifer, you'll be the only one that remembers this. It was kind of a B or C rated movie, but it was the woman in the plains and her husband had to go because the drought lasted so long, he had to move back. Sarah Plainenthal. There you go. And when it finally rained, no, the woman had to leave, and the man stayed there and tried to. And when it finally, it was like a 10-minute crying scene. He was just bawling his eyes out for 10 minutes because it was raining. And the rain will come, y'all. It really will. We're going to have our introduction into summer heat this weekend. You are in absolutely beautiful Arizona. We do have our weather challenges, but very seldom are they of the degree that they're going to cause significant property damage. They're just going to put you on the edge of your comfort level. So we've got our good friend Paul Lanoux from Lions Roofing in the studio here this morning. We're going to talk about getting that roof ready for the monsoon season, as well as Don and Donnie from Austin Electric. We're going to talk about a topic that really gets a lot of positive feedback when we cover it on the show, lightning and surge protection. I've got some interesting facts about lightning that generally surprise a lot of people just about how powerful it is. And they're going to talk a little bit about a house they're rebuilding that was actually hit by lightning last summer and poof, burned to the ground. So we'll see what they're doing at that house, maybe to make sure that doesn't happen again. Because one thing about lightning that I'll bust that urban myth right now, that it never strikes twice. Oh, yes, it does. Lightning very often will strike twice. As a matter of fact, the Guinness Book of World Records includes a man's name who was a forest ranger up in upstate New York, up in the Adirondacks, and he'd been hit by lightning 7 times and survived it. He was actually one time reading the information on this guy, one time in his pickup truck with the windows down at a stop sign, the bolt went through his neck. Hello?
That's crazy. And he
lived. He got hit 7 times and lived, which is really incredible because we'll talk about the power of lightning. But right now, let's start the information here with roof. One, we haven't all been hit by lightning, but we all do have a roof.
Yes, we do, Rosie.
you hope everybody has a roof. And, of course, there are two very common types of roofs here in Arizona. Of course, you got the flat roof, and then you got the pitch roof. Let's talk with flat roofs, and what can a homeowner do about just climbing up over the ladder, looking over the top of the parapet, and just kind of giving the old evil eye to that flat roof. He's probably going to see one of two type of products, the spray foam, with just an ocean of elastomeric coating on top that just looks like almost like a little layer of snow on the roof. Sometimes that comes up the back of the parapet, sometimes it doesn't. And then you've got the asphalt built-up roof of various different degrees, the bitumen, the torch down, the mop down. Let's start with the foam roof. I've got a foam roof. I've got monsoon season coming down the road here. What should I, as a homeowner, be taking a look at?
Well, the important thing is probably the debris, depending on the type of roof system that you have. You mentioned the parapet wall. If you have parapet wall, you're going to have scuppers. And what ends up happening is a lot of debris.
Scuppers. A parapet is that wall that sticks up above your roof.
Correct.
And to get water out of that situation, we bust little holes. And sometimes we put a little snoot on those so that the water will fall away from the house a little bit. That's a scupper.
That's a scupper.
Okay. And they are a pain in the neck.
They are. They are a pain. But it's the most important thing, especially with the monsoons coming up, is that the roof be cleaned. Those areas, they usually tend to hold debris right in front of that area. So the main thing, get up there, clean off the roof, especially on the foam roofs.
I can't believe it took us builders so long to figure out how to do a scupper right.
Yeah, they are very problematic.
When you're building the house, there is a very specific sleeve and collar type system that you want to use. Why did it take us 50 years to figure out how to do those right?
I don't know. I mean, why did they build completely flat roofs, you know, back in the 70s?
They did. My house is one. Completely flat roof. And then when we remodeled and added a parapet to the front of it, we actually went in with large foam blocks and tapered it. So up against the parapet, we then shed to a back yard that's just a shed roof, no scuppers at all. But, I mean, our foam on our roof starts at about 14 inches and tapers down to about 6. Yeah. So a very quiet house.
Yeah, and that is a very good system. And talking about that, when you're tapered from the front to the back, it's also very important this time of year, make sure those gutters are cleaned out. Yep. Because your water sheds over to the back. A lot of people have gutters to try to divert their water flow from their house.
Now, a lot of times when a homeowner will climb a ladder and look over the parapet or look over the edge of the roof and look at that foam roof, he'll see where it looks like the birds or something has chewed into that foam. Every one of those spots are a potential leak.
Well, foam is a closed cell system. So unless you're there down to the wood, you're not going to have an issue. It's just more of a maintenance item.
Okay.
And they should be addressed. I mean, if you have a foam roof, you should be doing regular maintenance about every 2 years, going up there and physically checking it.
So if I see those little cone-shaped bird-pecked holes, Lord only knows what they're looking for, but that's not the point. What do I do with it? What can I as a homeowner do to address that?
You fill it in with a caulk. You don't want to use a black mastic or a Henry black emulsion.
None of that.
That's a petroleum-based product.
Okay.
It doesn't mix well with the polyurethane foam. But they have specific caulk that you can fill that area.
Where would
with.
I find that as a homeowner? I can't just use a good 25-year silicone caulk and fill it?
No, the best place would probably be go to a distributor, one of the
roofing wholesaler of some type.
Exactly.
Okay.
And they would have the best product there, and it's easily applied with a caulking gun.
Okay.
You would fill in the area and then put a little elastomeric coating over that area also if you happen to have some.
And prior to the elastomeric coating, of course, you're going to want to clean that roof area so the elastomeric sticks to the area. So if your little cone-sized peck hole in your foam roof is the diameter of a dime, you're going to want to clean an area about the size of a grapefruit real well, use this caulk-approved product, fill the hole, let that dry and cure up. Or can you just hit the elastomeric right over top?
No, you should let it cure up because it won't stick to it until it sets up.
Let it cure up overnight and then come in and brush on a little elastomeric over top of that and you're set.
And you're all set.
In that particular area. Hey, let's go to the phone lines and welcome Francis from Sun City, who actually has a roof maintenance question. Let's see if we can take care of her. And Dan in Scottsdale is our next call. And we do have an open line if you'd like to jump on right here at Rosie on the House. 1-888-767-4348. The topic of the day is monsoon preparation, in particular roofing preparation and electrical protection. But if you've been waiting all week to reach us and ask a question that's off topic, go ahead and call in. We'll let you ask your question. Francis, good morning. Thank you for calling from Sun City. How can we help?
Well, I've got one of those foam roofs, and I want to know how to if it's okay to walk on it and how to seal it.
Okay.
Yeah, it's perfectly fine to walk on it.
Just not in golf cleats.
Yeah.
In Sun City, probably golfs, put on tennis shoes, tie your laces.
Tennis shoes are good. But it is a walkable deck. It is a high-density foam. When you get up there, you're not going to do any kind of damage to it. Now, sealing it, you're going to want to prep the roof properly. You want to maybe put a primer, make sure the roof is clean, and then you want to put the coating on.
Now, if the roof's a couple years old, I mean, when you say clean, you guys, when y'all do a recoating, how are you cleaning it? You're just taking a little blower up there and blowing it off? Are you pressure washing it? You brushing it? What are you doing?
Brushing it with a power broom is the best way to do
okay.
it. We don't like to power wash it unless it's really, really dirty because okay. we're actually injecting water into the system.
Okay.
Then after we put a primer down, which loosens up the additional coating that's on the deck, we let that cure, and then we spray and back roll the coating on. Okay. It's always best to spray it on. So that's the only problem with a homeowner doing it themselves. They're just going to roll it back on. Sometimes it gets a little bit too thick.
Too thick?
Mm-hmm.
There is such a thing as too thick.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. The it's best to do 2 gallons and 2 passes.
Okay. 2 gallons for how much area?
Per square.
Per 100 square foot.
Yeah, 10 by 10 area.
2 gallons per square in 2 passes.
Correct.
Okay. Listen, it is a bigger job. It looks fairly simple, but it's a bigger job than you think when you start it. Can you give us an idea what can a homeowner expect to pay, generally speaking, for a reconditioning of a foam roof? Clean, prime, top coat.
Yeah, you're about $90 per square.
$9 a square foot.
Yeah, $9 a square foot.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. So that's cleaning it and priming it. And you don't just take the square footage of the house itself. You have, if like we did for years, we ran the foam up the back of the parapet.
Correct.
You've got a lot of square footage on that area as well. So it's not just multiplying livable square foot by 9.
Correct. And for Francis, the other thing that we've got is the weight of that product to get on the roof is quite a...
Hauling that up the ladder is a big job, isn't it?
It's no fun.
Francis, thanks for the call. I hope we coached you along there and helped you a little bit. It's Rosie on the House. We're going to take a quick break and be right back with Dan in Scottsdale and you at Rosie on the House.